It's all high-tech stuff. Yeah.
Matthew DeHamers, and the title is Adaptation.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
thanks. That's great.
Thank you.
No matter which direction you're coming from, you'll be faced with the work to the side. You know, what eventually will be a lot of native grasses growing up around it. And so the idea was to capture this movement at different times a day. It generally runs about an hour to do an entire cycle from open back to close. It takes roughly about an hour. You can hear a humming sound. That's kind of that. It stopped, and now it's going into its next phase.
It's got a little fan in there.
And when it's fully open, it's this idea of this hand form structure that mimics construction equipment and these tools that the workers use mechanically that basically simulate their own body movements. And atop them are these sort of abstracted bird structures. They look kind of like stealth bomberish looking forms. But that idea of a series of V formation flying birds, historically nearby there's a airfield that had a military presence back many decades ago. Every year they do they have a competition between different public works facilities in the region, and they're very proud of their trophies, and their trophies are these golden eagles. And so there's sort of this triangulation and tangential sort of significance to all that as it relates to this V formation, kind of this idea of teamwork.
You can see yourself. That's called stainless steel.
Yeah,
and it's so polished. Look, you can see yourself down there.
It's kind of an honor in the sense that my family has roots that go back to the days of Shawnee's development, having some ties that date back to the early 20th century. So it's really, and my dad's actually an auto salvage business that he retired from about 6 years ago. His own business that he owned was just actually down the road by right before the Santa Fe exit off of I-35. And so as a kid, I know this place really well because I would always come out here and I remember it when there was nothing here. So it's just neat to have a presence here that dates back to since I was a little kid.
You can go touch it, Cole. You can go put your hand on it.
It's going up, right?
Going up. Creating public art is an opportunity to create a unique environment and space for the community. And the hope is that people that may not even have a reason to come out here for public works reasons may want to come out just to view the art and simply sit here. And you know, after a while, when everything's quieted down, all you hear are the birds and you can hear this soft moving of this piece up and down.